Hello and welcome to the Dawn of Justice episode of You May or May Not Like It. This was the Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice movie that just came out. Fearing the actions of Superman are left unchecked, Batman takes on the Man of Steel while the world wrestles with what kind of hero it really needs. With Batman and Superman fighting each other, a new threat, Doomsday, is created by Lex Luthor. It's up to Superman and Batman to set aside their differences, along with Wonder Woman, to stop Lex Luthor and Doomsday from destroying Metropolis. This was directed by Zack Snyder, written by Chris Terrio and David Goyer, starring Ben Affleck, the biggest controversy of 2016, and Henry Cavill still as Superman, along with Amy Adams and Jesse Eisenberg and pretty much everybody under the sun. Just so you guys know, this is not going to be a completely spoiler-free podcast, so if you haven't seen it or don't want to know, you might want to stop now. We're not going to give away everything, but there's some things you just have to talk about, so... Getting right in, I know I'm here with, well, I'm Scott. You can find me on Twitter at XOrsonX. I'm here with Brian. You can find on Twitter at Pure Rock Fury. And we're here with Mike. You can find on Twitter at MikeMiro7. Or you can find all of us at Review and Roast. I know these two are chomping at the bit to discuss, because they didn't, Brian and I discussed the film afterwards, but Mike went his merry little way. So, what did you think over there, Michael?
What do you mean?
I don't know. Like, I haven't heard anything. I just heard you, like, grumbling under your breath about that was the worst after we walked out.
No, I didn't think it was the worst.
I know. I was just trying to get the conversation started.
No, I mean, I liked it. I just, there was a few things that I'm not a, I hate Amy Adams. I do.
Why?
I hate everything about her. I hate that she's even in the movie. So,
that doesn't even make sense.
That's my first main complaint. Besides the fact that she's 50 years old.
She's not 50.
She's over 40. Fact,
she's like 41.
Whatever she is, she's not my favorite, and I just everything that I mean, whatever you have to have Lois Lane. I guess I just don't like her as Lois Lane personally. She's just a little annoying to me. That's all. That's my main problem.
So are we gonna discuss our main problems first, then?
No, you just that's just where I'm. That's what I started with.
That's just where I'm at.
That's just where I'm at right now with this. I mean, I have a lot of things I want to like get to, but I don't know if we want to sort of circle from the beginning to the end, or, you know, not really from the beginning, but, you know, we don't need to start the conversation with like Doomsday or something. That's what I'm saying.
No, I agree. Brian, initial thoughts?
I loved it. I tried to make a mental bullet list of all of the things that critics hated about it, and not the, oh, there's just too much of this superhero stuff, like specific things that they hated. And I go, yeah, I see that, but you totally misinterpreted it. Like 6 or 7 times in the movie, I'm like, yeah, I get what you're saying, but no, I don't, because you totally read it wrong. And
right.
It was one of those things where I just felt like people went in, and there's people online doing the whole, like, Marvel paid people to hate this. It's like, okay, let's settle down.
Yeah.
No, this movie is definitely easy to not like. Like, don't get me wrong, though. I also loved it. I just don't know what my level of love is at this point in time. But I need to see it again. Obviously, I was just talking to Brian about that before we started here. But I definitely want to see it again in the theater before too long goes by here. Because I have... not questions, but like, there's just things I want to watch again. You know what I mean? And right off the bat, Ben Affleck was better than I thought he was going to be, and I thought he was going to be really, really good.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying he should have been Batman the whole time, because I think he wouldn't have pulled off a younger Batman in his younger days. Does that make sense?
Right, yeah.
Like, no, I think he's perfect right now for the 40-year-old Batman.
Well, yeah, I mean, picture him from Good Will Hunting. That's not exactly who you're seeing as Batman.
Well, I mean, obviously, they gave him some protein shakes and a workout plan. So, I
mean, my God, yeah.
The dude stacked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't want to see the Holden McNeil version of Batman with a goatee and the mustache. Pass.
Who just left his shift at the Fashionable Mail.
Yeah, he's no just, kidding, right?
I think the reason why he was good is because this version of Batman has been beaten down by the world for a while. And I think in the last, like, 10, 15 years, Ben Affleck has been, and I was, you know, right there with everybody else, he was beaten down by the world for a long time for his gambling and for his relationship stuff and his string of weird movies like Geely. So,
oh no, it's, I mean, it's no secret you hate him.
It was all unwarranted, though. That's the it just came out of nowhere.
Dude, to be honest, obviously Geely and a couple other poor movie choices aside, the guy's a great actor. I think you know what I mean. Like,
he's okay.
No, I mean,
I think he's a much better director than an actor. But
no doubt, but I'm not saying that he's. I mean, he's no Leonardo or nothing, but I mean, he's a really good actor, and he's been in some movies where he excelled. I mean,
The Town.
Let's not even talk about that because we could just do a podcast on that movie because that movie's awesome.
We'll podcast that movie.
We should actually. But yeah, like I said, I mean, I've never been a hater, but I'm not going to just like a movie because he's in it either. You know what I mean? Like, you never know which Ben you're going to get, but I was pretty certain. And you know what? He's made statements or whatever. I mean, he's a fan.
No, I was definitely a hater for a long time. It's only been in the last few years that I've, like, backed off from the hate train of the Affleck.
Back to the movie, I guess, specifically. I'm never one to read reviews before I go because I want to go in with as clear a mind as I can. But the one thing I had noticed that people were complaining about is, well, are you going to have two of the greatest superheroes of all time fight each other? It's so stupid. It's going to ruin it, blah, blah. That's just obviously straight up coming from people who don't read comics because that's a huge part of their quote-unquote relationship.
I mean, those are probably the same people that can't wait to see Civil War.
I was just going
to
say, and we've watched now for 8 years the relationship between Captain America and Iron Man deteriorate to the point where they're about to start throwing fists.
Yeah,
so,
they've actually, in Ultron, I mean, I'm 90% sure, I haven't seen it recently, but they actually, like, I think he hits him in that one. One of them, they hit each other when Ultron's created or something, when they're coming in, they're trying to stop him or whatever, and then Thor busts in.
Because then he realizes
in.
That...
Oh, it was when they were...
Because he realizes Tony Stark is the one that...
When they were creating the Vision.
Yeah.
That was the whole thing. But anyways, let's not talk about Ultron right now.
Yeah, that'll be next month.
Right.
But no, the one thing on that point that I'll absolutely agree with everyone, I have said this from day one, I'll say it's today, I still hate the title. Batman v Superman : Dawn of Justice is A, too long, and B, stupid. They should have just clipped it and called it Dawn of Justice.
Exactly. I was just going to say Dawn of Justice. Boom.
There was no reason to have it. There didn't need to be the title fight in the title.
Right.
It's stupid.
Yeah, it wasn't. I'm pretty sure we know it's Batman and Superman.
Right. I mean, it's fine as a working title, but, you know.
I mean, they might as well have called it Batman v Superman and sometimes Wonder Woman, Dawn of Justice.
Of course we know it's Batman
and
v Superman.
And maybe some other Justice League guys. Because
that's the only two DC characters that they utilized up to this point.
Yeah, and did you hear the cheers when Wonder Woman first came on screen in full costume?
Yeah.
It was a little... I was like, all right, settle down, people.
And I was kind of like that, but I was like, oh, it should have been me.
No, I mean, it was...
My right fist started going up, and I had to use my left hand to push it back down, because I'm like, I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah. I mean, she... We might as well circle around to her real quick. She was a little better than I thought she was going to be.
She was awesome.
You know what I mean?
She was better than Gina Carano. Nailed it.
Settle down, guy. But no, she actually... And you know what? Everyone was picking on her because, you know, whatever size difference, this, that, and the other thing. But, I mean, she looked good. I mean, and I'm not saying attractively. Well, I mean, she looked good as Wonder Woman, I thought.
Again, there's a big difference between, like, oh, we're going to do the Gary Coleman biopic and Shaq's going to be Gary Coleman, as opposed to, oh, we got this made-up character and we're going to get this woman who's 5'8 to play her.
Yeah, no, I thought she looked the part, I thought.
Well, we discussed it a little last night, and, like, what I liked the most about her is, A, when they were fighting Doomsday, he was kind of wiping the floor with Superman. Batman did all he could to avoid Doomsday, but Wonder Woman was just like toe-to-toe with this guy.
No, the
whole time.
No, the best part, and actually she had one of my favorite parts of the movie, which was, I don't want to say a funny part, but I guess it kind of was when Doomsday, like, punches the shit out of her. She goes flying, and she actually kind of, like, snickers or whatever. Like, I thought that was, like, I was like,
yeah, she's like, badass. All right, let's do, yeah.
She's dude, like, all right.
I can't wait
yeah,
for
like
that
she,
movie.
Yeah, like, she, I, yeah, that. Oh man, that actually was. I don't want to say it was my favorite part of the movie because it wasn't, but it was up there. Like that part right there, I'm like, all right, she's actually pretty good at this role. Like
the other thing, they did nail it with her. Was really pumped about with Wonder Woman is they didn't go all like America with her costume.
Oh right, yeah,
like that
yeah.
is so overplayed and so just.
I mean, it is the original.
It doesn't
set.
Matter.
I mean, it is. That's the original.
She's not even American.
Yep. What? Yep. Yeah,
I don't know. It's just it's annoying.
Coming from comic books, though, that was her outfit.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's
whatever.
Not like
she looked so much better.
Oh yeah, no, I'm not saying. I'm not saying I didn't like it. I'm just saying.
But yeah, she. It was definitely a great part.
Right. Yeah. Like I said, she played the role well. I mean, obviously, I like Henry Cavill. I'm pretty sure you guys do, right?
Oh yeah.
I mean, he was.
I think like
he was.
A giant portion of the I hate Henry Cavill camp stems from he's not Christopher Reeve. Well, two problems with that. Christopher Reeve, A, would have been like 60 if he was still alive, and B, he's not still alive. So yeah. What do you want?
And C, I mean, that was a different time. That was a different story. You know, I think, Brian, you and I talked about this before. We're like, you know, that Superman, that's not the Superman in comics. Nowadays.
No, absolutely.
Christopher Reeve Superman was Superman in comics in the era of Christopher Reeves. Nowadays, Superman's a little more no nonsense, don't take shit. You know what I mean? He knows who he is, what he can do, blah blah whatever. So, I mean, and I think he does good. I thought Man of Steel was good. I thought he was awesome in this.
I thought he kind of got beat up a little too much in
this.
Well,
and I didn't want to get to that just yet.
Well, I wasn't going to go into
detail,
like,
but yeah. There was some, yeah, there was definitely, and once we start talking about the actual Batman v Superman portion of this, I was actually extremely let down about, honestly.
I wasn't.
And
see,
we can
not.
Talk about that in a minute. No,
I wasn't either.
But no, all right, well, screw it. We'll just talk about that right now then. Because here's the deal, okay? And without obviously giving away the store, you know that each... You don't have to be a critic or a writer or anything to know that obviously they're going to fight back and forth, blah, 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 and then they're going to figure out their differences or whatever. Like, that much was alluded to. But the fact of the matter was Batman won. Is there any denying
well,
that?
Well, as most people have always speculated.
No, and that is my problem, dude. Like, if Bat fans weren't pricky enough already, like, now they got it on the screen that Batman beat the shit out of Superman. Case closed.
It was only round one.
He
just knows what to expect.
And you know what I'm saying? Like, no, he already knew what to expect, but
he didn't expect a cloud of kryptonite.
Superman, you know, they alluded, if I wanted, you'd be dead, and this, that, and the other thing. They said that in the trailers, and everybody knows everything. And at least the way the movie played out, everyone can shut up about the whole, like, Superman went to punch him and he blocked it, and if he was superpowered and blah, 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 and there was all kinds of, like, everybody was hating on every man. There was, you know, Batman v Superman fights in the street before the movie came out.
Yeah, right.
And I don't know. I don't like the way, personally, I thought the end of that, Batman handed him his ass, and it was a little too much for me, I thought.
The way I took
He shouldn't, I mean... He straight up had it was over.
No, yeah, it was.
Like, not even, like, funny. Like, it was
but
over.
But you got to figure the entire 20-some years Superman's been on the planet, 20, 30 years, he's never faced anybody that was of equal strength. And the only reason he was, I mean, who would have thunk, oh, this guy's going to throw a kryptonite gas bomb at me? Like, you're not
I knew
gonna...
exactly what he was doing.
You did, because you saw him make the bomb. I'm saying Superman was like, this guy, what an annoyance. But then all of a sudden, boom, you're brought down to Batman's level. Batman's got, what was he when this movie, 100 years old? So he has like 80 years of experience fighting people.
Right.
That
no,
are
I don't know.
Equal strength. And, so there's no way in that kind of fight, there's no way Superman could win.
Yes and no, only because if Superman was in Batman's mind frame in the beginning of the fight, he would have just laid him out and been done with it. You know,
or he
mean?
Would have just laser-eyed him and called it a day.
Yeah, because his super... And again, they didn't really elaborate on... I thought they were going to go a little bit more with what Batman's suit actually was. Did anybody else think that? Because they sort of just... You know, they didn't even give us like a "I'm building a suit" montage. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, he just walked out and he was like the Black Iron Man. Which, P.S., that Batman suit couldn't be Iron Man, so I'm just gonna go on the record for that. So,
oh my God, we're doing that now.
No, that was the other thing. That was the other thing. They, you know, because Batman could beat everybody in the whole all the comic universes.
Well,
and
I feel
just so
like,
sick of that. And now that he handed Superman his ass, like it's just gonna get worse.
I feel like Tony Stark would have the same no-nonsense attitude, and he would just rocket Batman's face off.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, you know.
So.
But then Batman would just, you know, zip line away. And
yeah.
That bat
For those of you that can't see, Scott just made the zip line.
Action.
And
it was pretty dope.
Yeah.
That bat suit is pulled directly from Dark Knight Returns, so it's not like that's new. That's 30 years old.
Right, but here's the deal.
And that's
though.
How he actually beat Superman in that
book. I would say a decent 90% of the people that went to see that movie have no idea what you're talking about right now.
Exactly. That's why, no offense, but they have no room to complain.
No, I agree. But I'm just saying, that's why I thought they were going to throw a little, suit montage.
You can complain all you like. You can just say, I didn't like it, but just acknowledge the fact that I went in with very little knowledge about the lore of this comic book world.
Right.
I'm just saying, like, you can't...
Maybe like me going to a Pokemon
movie somebody,
and being like, that's not right.
Yeah, yeah, going to watch the Power Rangers and being like, oh, this is bullshit.
No, you can...
How do I know?
No,
when do
I'm
they
saying.
Turn into the big guy?
Yeah.
No, that's why I'm saying...
Where's
like,
Voltron?
You can say, I hate that movie, or I didn't like it, or it wasn't enjoyable, but if somebody schools you on the finer details, you can't sit there and argue with it.
Right?
Oh, yeah, and that's the problem, is someone's always going to school everyone. There's always, and anyone that thinks they know more, there's always someone else that is a bigger comic nerd than me or anybody. You know what I mean? Like, there's always going to be somebody else that's going to pull some 1947 issue out and be like, hey,
right,
we're
and
here.
That's like somebody asked me, like, how do you keep all the story straight? And I was like, dude, comic books are like the movie Rashomon. And like, what's that? I go, it's this 1950s Kurosawa movie where all these guys in this dojo retell the exact same story from their perspective, and none of it matches up.
Right, yeah, it's a completely different...
So I just take comic books in that perspective. I imagine that each writer is just a person who happened to see this event, and they
right.
all saw it differently. Batman
and
was
that's...
wearing green, he was wearing purple, he
right.
had a knife. It's like, you know,
and,
nobody
and that's
really
why
knows.
I've grown to that... not hate... the way they change stuff.
It adds
you know?
To the entire concept of mythology, which people seem to just gloss over when they go, that was the stupidest thing I ever seen.
Again, well, for those of you that didn't see, he air quoted mythology. Just
well, no, because everyone in all these, a lot of these reviews like talk about this movie like it was a true story and they did it all wrong.
Oh, yeah, right,
it's
yeah.
Like,
no,
what?
I was actually, I'm not going to lie, I was on that bandwagon before, sort of, and then by the time Iron Man 3 came out, I just threw my hands in the air and said, whatever, like, they're just going to do whatever they want, so I kind of dealt with the fact, you know what I mean, and same thing with, like, Spider-Man 3, they just ruin everything, you know what I mean,
that
and it's like,
was terrible.
Sometimes they're going to hit, and sometimes they're going to miss with a story change, and you just got to roll with it, you know what I mean?
All right, so back to the movie.
We never left.
Oh, well, we kind of sidetracked a little, but...
I can go for some pistachios right now.
Anyone who has listened to any of these previous ones know that usually there's going to be a Scott rant about something computer-related.
Ugh.
This one, it's actually not that bad, but I do feel that when... they're all at Lex Luthor's party or whatever, and Bruce Wayne's like, I'm going to go hack his servers. Like, you're not going to have the servers, A, right down the stairs next to the kitchen in an unlocked room. And, like, he starts hacking the servers. He's like, and then he gets busted, and they're like, oh, I was looking for the bathroom excuse, you know. And then, like, 5 minutes later, it's like, all right, it's done. Go get it. All right, and he goes right back down. Like, at that point, they already caught you in that room. They're going to kind of have an eye on you. I just feel like that was a little cheap.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
But other than that...
I mean,
I'm not going to have all just my one top of those things secret they had encrypted to, servers right next to the kitchen.
Yeah, it was just one of those things they had to... They had to make it...
I'm going to defer to the case of the people versus the average computer user.
I don't think Lex Luthor... Oh, never mind.
Wait a minute. My computer's dead. What happened?
I get it.
Press button.
Well, like I said...
Oh my God, it's back. Yeah. How did you do that? I pressed button. Oh, right. 5 minutes later. Wait, it did it again. Oh my God. God damn it.
I'll be there to press the button.
Just saying. If they made a movie about graphic design and they were doing it in Microsoft Paint, you would be complaining.
I'd be irritated. I'm like, what are you doing or if using you, fucking Microsoft
they made
publisher?
A movie about pipe fitting and they were using the wrong kind of pipe, you'd jump out. That's bullshit.
They do it in every movie. I don't want to talk about it.
I know, because it hurts your feelings.
It's lame.
But anywho, other than that, I didn't really have any
Now,
major
and here's
complaints.
The other thing, and I don't know if you guys noticed this part either, but the big scene that everybody showed in the trailers where Lex introduces Clark to Bruce. I don't know if you guys noticed this. I don't know if I was bringing it up to you, Brian, that obviously Ben Affleck was noticeably taller than Henry Cavill.
And then
when they went to, you know, the full-on grudge match, and he's in his armored suit, which has
probably
large shoes, Superman was actually as tall as him, almost even. So you see where I'm going with this? So basically, Henry Cavill is like, you know, a little over 6 feet tall. Ben Affleck's like almost 6'4" or whatever. And then Ben Affleck had whatever, which actually made him, let's just call it 6'5", 6'6". And then Superman, when he was in costume, was as tall. And I know everyone's going to be like, oh, well, yeah, because, you know, he walks around with his glasses and hunched over. But I don't know. It was, well, that's what they, you know what I mean? You know, because everyone's like, oh, he's got the worst disguise ever.
Oh, he does.
You know, but I don't know. I just thought that was a little
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah,
now I have to watch
it that much.
Well,
that specific.
Well, no, I only noticed it, honestly, was because he was noticeably taller. When they were standing face to face with Lex in the middle, he was Ben
they
Affleck.
They were both
noticeably
taller than Lex Luthor, for sure.
Well, yeah, no, he was up to their chest, barely. You know what I mean?
This guy is fixated on superhero height.
I'm telling you right now. Well, no, it was
that
just.
That guy can't play
what
cable.
Do you mean Iron Man's 5'10"? He's 6'1" in the
if you
comics.
Watch,
this is bullshit.
If you watch it again, you'll notice.
I might notice, but I don't know that I'm going to.
It was just weird that they felt the need that when they were fighting each other to make them equal in size. Is what I'm saying. They did that. That was a thing. Trust me.
I don't think that's going to be the thing.
No, I'm not saying. I'm just saying
movie.
It was just another thing that I noticed that I wasn't like.
Movie ruined.
Right.
Forget it now.
Well, screw that piece of crap.
Junk.
Wow. Pause. So, I know it was, you know, a dream sequence, but can we all agree that we want to see Desert Storm Batman do a movie?
Oh, God, yeah. Are you joking?
That
I want to see him shoot people.
That was the best.
It's awesome.
That scene
was amazing. That's the scene that I have the biggest problem with the critiques of this film.
Oh, with people because hating on him using guns?
Everyone's like, oh, my God, so he kills people and he uses guns. I never saw him actually kill anyone. Okay, the argument can be made that...
Who cares if he did? It was a dream. Or a vision, whatever you want to call
an
it.
An argument can be made that he attempted or was intending to kill Superman during their scuffle. But he, A, never did, and B, at that point, he had seen Superman as a threat that could not be contained. You
right,
can't just throw this guy in Arkham and go, well,
yeah, there's no way to, yeah, there's no way to stop him.
Bring back the Joker.
Yeah, there's no way to stop him.
Yeah, he was like, this guy has to be exterminated. There's no other way. And it was coming from a place of complete ignorance, so, yeah, and then, again.
Yeah, ignorance and desperation, really, because he saw no
Batman's entire
no
perspective
option.
From the beginning all the way to the very end was coming from a place of total ignorance. Every step of the way. And I don't mean like, oh, he was like the blah, blah, blah of the movie. No, he was, you know, accustomed to a certain level of adversary,
right, yeah,
and all
yeah.
of a sudden here comes this guy that can fly out of the goddamn sky, and he's just like, okay, now, you know, now what? How do I
I love that part too when they showed him in Metropolis during the thing and when he was fighting Zod. I thought that was awesome.
Yeah, when he goes to that little girl and she's like in tears and she goes, "I want my mommy," and he goes, "Well, where's your mother?" And she points up and the building's like pretty much on fire. You know, how would anyone react to that?
Right.
Just think, I mean, I'm not saying I would be like, yeah, I totally agree. But think about somebody, like, again, and they're going to make a million comparisons to 9/11. But if you were actually there that day and you knew somebody that was on the 39th floor of some building, I don't know. Can't really fault somebody for having a slightly different perspective.
Well, and that was the whole thing, too, because he had the Wayne Financial building, and he obviously, I mean, they didn't paint him out to be, you know, boss of the year or nothing, but semi-involved and blah, blah, whatever. So, you know, it
threw you a nice salami basket
at
Christmas.
But you know what I mean? He lost a lot of friends. You know what I mean?
Like, and again, I don't know if Batman actually killed anybody in this movie. I know that there were some parts where he may have, you know, slammed somebody the wrong way. Who knows? But going from the previous Batman movies to this Batman movie, you can tell he's a little more grizzled and a little more like, I just don't have time for your bullshit.
No,
he straight up that ass.
I do like the I'm putting you down.
Yeah,
you
he's got no
when
fucking
he, when
nonsense.
He goes in that scene they showed in the trailer where when they say I got 12 guys on the third floor or whatever and blah, blah. That, I'm not joking, was probably the best Batman scene I've ever seen since the first time Michael Keaton had the suit on beating somebody up when you've never seen him before on the big screen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That time is still going to probably be like my favorite time because it was the first time I saw it in the theater. I was young and a comic fan forever. But that was, I mean, I don't care what you guys say right now. You're not going to tell me that any fight scene that Christian Bale had was better than that because it wasn't. Not to me, at least. So.
Which one?
When he went upstairs and fought the 12
guys.
Oh,
no, that was the best Batman action sequence ever done.
That's what I'm saying. Like, except for the first time I ever saw Michael Keaton do it on the big screen, that was like a monumental moment.
Michael Keaton showed up on the top of that building in the very beginning of the first Batman movie will always be at the very top because it was the first time you ever seen the actual Batman and not the da-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Right.
But not really what I want.
Dark suit Batman. You know what I mean? But again, like Scott was saying, I mean, you get up there, man, there was no nonsense to be had.
Yeah, like, basically, I just want to reiterate, like, I'm all about Desert Storm Batman shooting people. I think taking Batman and crossing him with the comedian from Watchmen is a great idea, and I want this movie to happen.
I mean, it's probably not gonna.
I know, but I have hopes.
I don't think that's where Ben wants to go with it, but
I think he should, because amazing.
Dude, what else would make people more mad? That would be awesome just for how mad. The internet would probably explode.
Yeah.
Ben Affleck in the very beginning when he breaks into that building and rescues those girls from being human traffic material.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was probably at least slightly pulled from that novel that I told you about, The Ultimate Evil, because that whole book is about that.
Right.
Oh.
So I think that was like a nod to that book. In addition to a scene very similar to that played out in Year One. So that, again, was... and that was a younger version of Batman, but there was a scene in that graphic novel / animated movie where Batman has a showdown with the cops in a rundown building in a really shitty part of Gotham.
After branding people?
No, the branding thing is kind of new, but again, like, everyone's like, oh, he's killing people. Oh, he's just murdering people willy-nilly. No, he even said in the movie, when somebody asked him about the branding thing, he's basically like, well, what they do to them once they're inside is none of my business.
Yeah, right.
And it's just like, yeah, what are you going to... I mean, God, do you expect Batman to have the exact same moral compass he had when he first started?
No, yeah.
When was he ever, like, plucky about being a superhero? Like, I'm going to go save the day. My name's Batman. Woo! From the beginning, he was pretty much like, I'm going to fucking wreck shit, and people are going down.
Yeah, the only time that was different is when Adam West wore the suit.
Yeah, he still has technically a no-kill policy. He's just kind of got a little bit of a skewed, like, I don't care if you kill him.
He don't mind.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I ain't gonna do it, but you know,
I mean, I won't.
I'm not stopping nobody.
Right, I won't knife you, but I'll throw you to the lions.
Yeah, I'll throw you at the knife that someone else is holding, like, and then go fuck yourself.
I'm telling you though, that scene was. I mean, it was worth it for that, because again, the movie was. I don't want to say slow, but it was slow in the beginning. It was.
I didn't feel.
Not to me, but I can see. But the three of us are people that are into nerds. This stuff, and not just into it because we like Henry Cavill in his suit. We're into it because we're into stuff. So there was a lot of people in that theater.
We want to get into Henry Cavill.
No, that's what I'm saying. There was a lot of people in that theater, obviously, that are there because they like superhero men with their muscle suits.
Yeah, you know?
But we're actually fans of the stuff in general, so it wasn't slow for us because we're interested in the story.
I like
more
the
than
fact,
seeing people punch each other.
I like the fact that the whole movie was a why superheroes. Like, as much as I love the Marvel movies and they're phenomenal, those movies are pretty much look at me, superheroes, woo. This movie was like, why do we need superheroes? Like, the entire movie was like,
it wasn't even why. It was more like, I don't think we need these superheroes. You know what
I
mean?
It's more like these superheroes are not. And that's the thing. They never refer to them as superheroes and never refer to Batman as a superhero. And
he was always the Bat Vigilante.
Exactly. Yeah. And he's been the Bat Vigilante for 30 years. So people acting like, oh, this dark Batman has been around forever. Like, what?
Read a comic.
Do you want him frying pancakes in the goddamn kitchen with Robin, like, in the 1950s? That shit only happened because of the comic book code that neutered all that stuff.
Because
before that, he was fighting gangsters and punching Nazis in the face.
Right.
So.
Well, you just brought up Robin. I mean, and not that I was the biggest Robin fan ever, but is anyone else, like, surprised if they're never going to bring in, I don't want to use the term sidekick, but sidekick. You know what I mean? Like anything, Robin, Nightwing. I mean, there's so many.
I'm surprised
they
haven't
done
Nightwing.
Many characters in the, I'll use the air quotes, Bat family.
Yeah.
There's so many characters that are straight up beloved almost at the Bat level. You know what I mean? So I'm just surprised that DC isn't going to try and like.
I want full-blown, like, mayhem. I want Jason Todd as the Red Hood. I want Tim Drake as Red Robin.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's
Damian Wayne as Robin.
I want Nightwing
kung fu kicking people off a building. I mean,
there's
I want
so
the whole thing.
Many, dude. There's so many. And again, you could bring in some of the legit villains. You know what I mean? Like anybody. I mean, there's just so many that, you know, and again, we obviously haven't seen Suicide Squad yet.
That, I think, will kind of level the playing field a little bit more in terms of, like, making this movie more palatable for people who are going. I think this movie was too much for people going in blind.
Well, it was too much for people that don't know what they're talking about.
That, too.
You know what I mean? Like, and I'm not picking on those people. And if you're one of those people, I, you know, try Civil War when it comes out, I guess.
Mike at ReviewAndRoast.com.
Well, no, he's right, though, because Iron Man, like, eased you in.
Right.
They gave you a character you weren't super familiar with, and they eased you into the whole Marvel universe, and now you're used to it. Whereas this movie just kind of threw the whole thing at you and said, deal with it. And then,
well,
kind of to its detriment, but kind of not.
I'll go back to what I said, you know, before we started recording. Marvel makes movies that they try to make them so that everybody can enjoy it, whereas DC, they look to the fans first. They try to please them before they...
I feel like
please anybody else.
Yes,
anybody
and no.
And their grandma can go see Guardians and be like, that movie was super fun. You go to this movie with your grandma, she's probably gonna like ground you and slap you and
she'll probably cry and go see a support group when it's over.
Right.
This movie was very much inside baseball in terms of like you really had to know a few things.
I feel
things.
Like a lot of DC movies.
If you saw Man of Steel, which a lot of people did, I mean, I thought
it picks up right where it left off.
Literally. In a roundabout way, yeah. I mean, it was real close, and that it was. This is basically the aftermath of that movie. It's almost more like Man of Steel 2 than anything, really. You know, I mean, I know they're trying to make it a Batman movie, and that's what it was originally like. You know, it's the Batman movie. You know what I mean? Versus Superman, but it was. I don't know. I just thought that it was not as hard to pick up, but. Again, if you don't, I mean, everyone knows who Wonder Woman is. Nobody knows anything about it. Anyone that says that they've been a Wonder Woman fan for 30 years, like, you're going to have to show me some papers. I don't believe you. And I'm not saying that I am either. I mean, I've seen her in some stuff, Justice League, whatever. But, like, not everybody. I mean, Scott and.
I know.
I mean, me and Scott read Justice League, but I. How many Wonder Woman comics do you have? Probably a couple. I mean,
well, with just, all the boxes that
we're giving to us. Yeah, I mean, we probably actually do have a couple, but it's not like we were ever. I was never, even in my comic heyday as a younger person, I never had Wonder Woman in you know, in my comic box, you know.
It's weird because she's like the original superheroine.
Oh, totally.
Like, people know more about like some weird character from a Marvel movie than they do about her at this point.
Oh, totally. Oh, yeah. And she's, yeah, right. She's a staple. And it was cool. And again, most people aren't going to know what the Trinity is. But like, it was cool when all three of them were on the screen, like for that second. You know what I mean? Like, that was actually pretty cool. And that was another scene everybody hated because Batman had a gun in his hand. You know what I mean? Remember from the trailers, everyone's like, oh, he's standing there with like a shotgun. And yeah, it's a kryptonite grenade. Get the guy break, he's fighting Doomsday and he's a human.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? He doesn't fly, he doesn't have superpowers, he doesn't have a sword and a shield and the lasso of truth over here.
Right, or yes.
They didn't do it like Justice League
or
number
awesome
one.
Awesome bracelets.
They didn't do it like Justice League number one from 1958.
No, yeah, totally. And I don't know, I thought the movie was, as far as all of that was concerned, I thought that was pretty awesome.
No, I agree. I was super.
And pumped. I thought it was also cool. And again, they're going to be making that Wonder Woman movie, blah, blah, blah. They showed that picture, and you actually saw Chris Pine in it, which is kind of cool because he's going to be in the movie or whatever. And you remember the picture, the old-timey 1918?
Oh, yeah.
That was like one of my favorite parts in the movie.
What, when they showed that
picture? When he clicks the JPEG and that image starts like scrolling down, I was like, that is so awesome. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, especially because they did it kind of like how you when you used to have dial-up. The picture just kind of like started like uploading.
I'm not going to lie. That Aquaman video was the best.
Dude, when he goes supersonic underwater, that was badass.
Because I actually...
I think Aquaman don't... He don't get... I think he's badass. You guys...
No, when I got that animated movie, Thrones of Atlantis, and that movie is pretty amazing.
You know what? Again, I'm going on appearances only. The... 3 feet of black hair I'm not a huge fan of, but whatever, I'll deal with it. Jason Momoa was awesome.
Here's my not dogging the Aquaman video at all whatsoever, but the one thing that was kind of like, really? He was holding his breath.
Yeah, it seemed like it, right? Yeah, like he was totally like...
It just looked like... Yeah, right? It was just a little weird.
The other thing, too, was that they kind of... I don't want to dog it too much either, but whatever was recording him... He was kind of looking at it like an animal would look at.
It was probably just like a robot, a camera.
Well, yeah, I'm sure it was, but I mean, whatever year it is or whatever it is, I don't know. They just made him look like a dumb brute.
If he throws a shark at you, though, I think that'll fix everything.
I don't know. It was pretty cool, and then we swam away and like legit like broke the sound barrier underwater or
he
whatever.
Went aquasonic.
It was pretty cool. Like I'm into it.
Yeah,
I think it's gonna be good, and I think he's gonna be good. The Flash, I don't know about though. We'll see.
I know Brian wants to keep them separate, but I still think they should use the same kid.
No,
from the show.
I agree with both sides in that argument for sure. But I just don't know. Looking at that kid in that movie, meh.
I just don't want the TV show to be tethered to the movies
right.
And vice versa, because then there's certain things then you can't do. And that is, I think, what kind of holds the Marvel thing in its place, which is good for the movies, but I don't think it helps the TV shows.
Right, but if they
much.
Tethered it, they'd be stuck with villains that have been already come and gone. You know what I mean? Like, and I know you guys aren't super duper caught up, but let's just say that some of the villains that are well known are no longer available for comment. You know what I mean? So. You wouldn't be able to bring in these guys in the Justice League movie
sure
or whatever.
Well, you can always bring them back.
Not if it's tethered. But like Brian said, not if it's officially... Not if they took like the Flash and Arrow universe and incorporate... You know what I mean? The TV universe?
Flarrow?
Flarrowverse?
How are you going to explain that like the Arrow thing is already pretty dark on its own, and the Flash thing is definitely not, but they found a way to kind of meld them together where it makes sense. Right. How are you going to chuck these two guys into that, like, pit of gloom? Yeah. I mean, let's be honest. I part of the reason why I like this movie is because
not a lot of balloons
super,
in it.
It's super gloomy. It's yeah. like not... It's not like, hey, let's get the whole family together. We'll all get matching
shirts. But that's
the
awesome part about it. And that's what, like you said, Brian, I mean, the guy's been, Batman's been doing it 30 years. And again, I like Batman. I am by no means, and I know that.
I actually am a Superman fan.
Hope some of you guys are listening, but like, I am by no means one of those Bat fanatics at
right,
all.
Yeah.
And I don't think that he can beat everybody in the universe.
Yeah.
I think he's just a regular person, but I also think he's awesome. I mean, he is, for sure. I mean, and I think Ben Affleck did a good job, but like I was saying, you know, he's been doing it forever. Yeah, of course, dude. He's not, he's putting people down. He's, you don't have time for your shenanigans no more.
Yeah, like, he's not a young buck. He's just got to get it over with.
Yeah, he's, yeah.
Well, that, and like I said, like, how many times are you going to, like, throw dudes in and out of Arkham before you're just like, dude, I'm so sick. And he said it in the movie. He's like, you pull one weed and another one grows in its place.
Yeah.
He's like, he's basically just saying, at this point, I'm so deep in, and I just don't even care anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why. It's like the same thing. Like, why do you go to Dunkin' Donuts 4 days a week? Because I just do. I don't even like it anymore. I just, that's what I, it's
the routine.
That way,
yeah.
And that's where I go. It's the same thing. Yeah. At this point, being Batman is just like, I go to work, I come home, I have Starbucks, I, you know, bang some stripper, and then I go out and I'm Batman for 5 hours.
Right, and I thought it was, you know, the whole Superman situation almost gave him, like, a revitalized purpose.
No, he said,
you know what
he
I mean?
Said, this is my...
legacy or something, right?
Yeah, this is
yeah,
my legacy.
This will be my legacy, taking him down or to the effect.
Yeah, because it got to the point now where the city of Gotham is pretty much like, this guy's still doing this. Like, why don't they just bring him down? Oh, he's in bed with the cops, and that's why. He almost comes off as like this corrupt politician where he's just like,
right.
He buys his way out of trouble all the
and,
time.
And I hate to say it, I don't know if I would have liked it before or wanted it before, but I mean, I do want a standalone Ben Affleck movie.
Oh, I absolutely do. Yeah.
I mean, because people said or people thought that the Christian Bale series were like dark. Like, they had no, like, this is a whole new sub-basement.
And it would even you
know
can
I mean?
Even make this like
right? I mean, this is I mean like
this can even be like
Ben
a,
Affleck
a
messing around.
Sequel because Ben Affleck is so much older as Batman than Christian Bale was. You can even be like, man, I just seen some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's the same guy, but
yeah, this is right. Not the Christian Bale Batman who grabbed a nuclear bomb and flew it over the ocean. This is the Batman who's been in the sewers and in the abandoned buildings like rescuing kidnapped victims.
Right,
and,
yeah.
Getting
the dirty
toe-to-toe with serial killers,
and that's what
all
it is. It's
long.
Like, you know, this is almost the Batman that does the dirty work. You know what I mean? Like, he's in there. I don't know how else to explain. I mean, he's
yeah. There's only so many times you can walk into an abandoned building and see dead bodies or like, you know, victims of various abuse and just go. You know,
you just get desensitized.
Yeah, you turn
just
into
Rorschach. Just gonna put the cuffs on him.
You turn into Rorschach after a minute.
So do
you're
we
putting
want
an axe
to
through a dog's face? I
let's
mean,
talk about Rorschach for a minute.
I was going to say, do we want to maybe touch base on the how close in age Batman and Alfred almost seem to be?
There was another thing people were like, oh,
really?
Alfred the butler, although he doesn't do much butlering these days. I'm like,
there's no house to buttle.
No. Aside from all that.
Buttling.
If you're aware of the evolution of the Bat story, Alfred kind of butler's a lot less as you get to know the evolution of the character as he's been developed over the years, he's not really just some fancy English butler. He was also like an MI5 badass back in his
previous
days.
Think Alfred from Gotham.
Right, the
that
show.
That guy's awesome.
Yeah. Actually, I do like he's my favorite character on that show, probably.
Oh, he's easily the probably
when
the
he
best
slaps
character.
The shit out of Selina Kyle. What? Did you see that part or no?
Not yet.
Womp womp.
But no,
you're a man if you can slap a 13-year-old girl right in the face.
Bring one in right now.
But like I said, as they developed Alfred into a full-fleshed character, like he's not just the butler guy. He's got some
and you know what? His involvement in the movie wasn't like over. See, without going in another crazy I hate Lois rant, but like Adams. they had way too much the Daily Planet and way not enough Alfred. Agreed or disagreed? You know what I mean?
I agree, but I like Lawrence Fishburne.
No, I'm not saying that I don't, but
I think you just did.
No, I like him, and I actually like him in that movie when he was looking for Clark.
Right?
Where's this guy? But anywho, I thought they went overboard. Let's just say with the Daily Planet and Superman side of the story than they did with. You know, I would have liked the Batman side of it a little more without trying to be, you know, one way or the other. I just could have used more of that. There's only two people, and you didn't show the other one.
Well, let's
there wasn't enough Alfred.
Let's switch gears a little bit here. And I don't know if there's huge controversy about it, but I know, you know, people have feelings either way. But
Eisenberg?
Yes. How do we feel? Not that I hate to admit it, but I was kind of blown away. Like, he was awesome.
I thought he was going to be good.
Again, he is light years away from the Lex Luthor of the comics, of the animated series, of the even the other adaptations of Superman. And honestly, if we look back just at movies, sorry, Gene Hackman, and I like Gene Hackman, was super cheesy as Lex
Luthor.
Totally. And nowhere near the comic book version of Lex
Kevin Spacey wasn't even that good, to be honest.
Kevin Spacey was the closest, but he just seemed disinterested the entire
right.
movie.
Yeah. Oh, P.S. I just looked it up. Jeremy Irons is going to be 70 years old. So, I mean,
he's actually almost too old to be Alfred.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, he's old enough.
He doesn't look it.
So. No doubt. But yeah, I just looked it up. He was born in 1948.
Yeah, and he also...
That's ridiculous.
He also does the, like...
So he's a solid 30 years older.
I've been through some shit with this guy for a long time. Like, he's at this point like, oh, you're going to go do this again?
Right, yeah, it was almost, you know, like, with the Christian Bale where he quit. And then, but this one was like, oh, geez, you're going to... Come on. But, I mean, you're going to go after this Superman? Really? This is what you're picking?
You know what I mean? He kept making all kinds of passive-aggressive remarks
yeah,
about,
right?
like... You know, back when I thought you might start a family, not that I think you're going to do that now or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, when he's like, oh, yeah, maybe you can meet one of them Metropolis, what do you call them? He said something. But, you know, marry off to a Metropolite or whatever. But, yeah, it was just like, you could just see it in his face. I thought he did better than I didn't know how I was going to feel about Jeremy Irons, but he did better than I thought he did or thought he would. But you could just see it in his face sometimes where he's like, dude, what are you doing? You know?
Dude.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, Brian, you hit it on the head with that for sure.
Yeah,
but back to, or go ahead.
I was just going to say, like, unlike Michael Caine, where he was always trying to appeal to Bruce Wayne's emotions by being like, you know, isn't it time to settle down and stop
right.
doing this? Jeremy Irons is just like, yeah, I'll see you or I won't, whatever.
Yeah.
Jeopardy's on. Go
yeah, you'll be back.
Go
you
out.
You got my number.
Back. Yeah, we'll see you. If
Skype
not,
me.
I get the yeah. whole house. I don't give a fuck anymore.
Yeah, it was. And it. I thought it was done well, and that's why I wanted more Alfred, to be honest. I thought, and that's why a standalone movie, and maybe you could introduce another Bat family member of some sort, somehow, some way. I don't know how you'd write it in at this point with him being...
That could be, too, the way
you know?
To... Because he made a couple comments about, you know, you're never going to settle down and have a family. Maybe that's how you do the first standalone Batman movie, is all of a sudden
Insta-family.
He comes home and there's Damian sitting in the,
yeah.
In the study.
Hey, Pop.
He's like, who's this? Oh, that's your son. Oh, okay. Wait, who?
Yeah.
And then
it just turns into like a rom-com.
P.S. I'm really good at acrobatics.
About Batman sitting on Tinder trying to raise his son.
Yeah.
No, that's how you do the Court of Owls movie.
Ooh. I wish they would do it. Well, whatever. Anywho, because we were, you know.
So back to Lex, because
to,
I wanted to get onto that.
Yeah, me too.
Phrasing.
Yeah.
I wanted to, the only thing, and I mentioned it to Brian a little bit, like, and again, I'm also not any type of Superman expert by any means, but I didn't, the way they started with Lex, I liked. The way they progressed, I kind of liked. And then towards the end, I didn't really like that he basically, let's just say, loses his marbles. To me, Lex was never so maniacal. You know what I mean? He was more, I don't want to say level-headed either, because obviously you got to be a crazy person to be doing what you're doing. But I just, they kind of, and I don't want to reference or compare to like the Joker, but they just kind of made him look like he was just kind of half out of his mind at the very end. And I didn't love it. Again, it's not a deal breaker, obviously. It's not going to make me rate the movie lower
right.
by any means. But it was just sort of like, all right, man, like we got a whole movie full of crazies coming out in a couple of months. Like,
I was
like,
a little.
I like the cool, level headed, I'm doing this and I know what I'm doing. I have a purpose. I hate you. I hate everything about you. And I don't want you here anymore. You know what I mean? Like not just some willy nilly, you know, Heath Ledger Joker. You know what I mean? Where you're crazy for a reason.
Right.
He's just, this guy just sort of started losing his mind.
Well, when they first announced Mr. Eisenberg, I was like, that seems awfully young to be going for the Lex Luthor bit. But, I mean, I don't hate the guy, so let's see what let's see what happens. And, you know, personally, I thought he was awesome. It didn't, the whole craziness towards the end didn't really bug me so much. I mean, I get what you're saying, but it didn't really have that big of an effect on me. The only thing I really was kind of like, like it almost seemed like they were trying to turn Lex Luthor into a Batman villain. Like he
maybe
was,
ish. I mean,
he's, you know, he's arguably Superman's biggest foe, you know, right. And he's pushing the entire time to not. I mean, he obviously hates Superman, but he's like, you know, I mean, why don't you take care of this bat guy for me? It's just like,
well, here's
no,
the reason.
No, you know what, though? And hold, sorry, I didn't want to interrupt you, but that when I said earlier, Batman's best scene to me, that scene you're talking about, I thought was the best scene with Superman in it. When Lex has him, literally, he's got all his powers, but he's powerless.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and he, like, literally Superman breaks down, and I thought that was, like,
well, it wasn't the first time I felt like Lex Luthor was concentrating too hardly on Batman.
And that's just it.
No, I don't think he was concentrating on Batman as much as he thought that Batman would destroy Superman for him.
I don't think that was it either.
What do you think of that?
Yeah, my thing?
Talk to me.
Well, I'm trying.
Yeah, well, don't sit in the middle, guy.
Well, that's what happens when I sit.
You're going to get talked over.
In the middle. I don't think Batman had anything, or Lex Luthor had any interest in Batman whatsoever. Lex Luthor, because he, in his mind, I will be the man to, you know, rule over God, ha ha ha. He had nothing, like, about the bat that he wanted gone necessarily. As much as he wanted Superman to be tempted to cross the line to kill Batman, not because he wanted the Batman dead, but because he wanted to say, see, he is going to kill all of us.
I know.
He is a murderer.
No, I got
That's
that.
What he wanted.
Well, and that was, but again, that
Batman was just collateral damage in the path to making that happen.
But throughout the whole movie, that's what Lex was doing, was sort of setting Superman up as...
Oh, yeah, it was his entire...
Not a villain, but, like, as in that he's not...
He's not a hero to be celebrated.
He's not... Exactly that. Side note, again, without spoiling too much of the movie or anything, there's that one scene where he basically kills a few people, Lex Luthor does. The one was his assistant, the Asian girl. I thought that was kind of pimpy.
Yeah, it was a little weird.
I don't know that he would have done that. And, like... Again,
I almost wonder if she's the one that, you know, quote unquote, pulled the trigger, so to speak.
I don't think. No, it was the guy. It was the guy. Batman. Superman gets brought to trial. Obviously, that was on like the
trailer
or whatever. But he's basically, let's just, for lack of a better term, being sued by one of the victims of the General Zod fight that worked for Wayne Enterprises. Blah blah blah. So. In that terrorist act, I just thought it was a little weird that Lex would sacrifice one of his, I don't want to say top dogs or whatever, because she basically, I don't think, said a word in the whole movie, but she was always there kind of
on
handling the business.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like moving people here, doing stuff there, and always checking.
You're here, I'm here.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You're here, I'm there. You're there, I'm here.
His whole aim in that movie, in my opinion, was just to be the chess master over the entire globe.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
That was really, like, all he was doing was just going, yeah, this guy can punch through a wall. This guy is a, you know, top shelf martial arts, you know, badass
guy.
But I have the intellect to maneuver and manipulate all of them. And that was like,
well, and then once, and obviously, we, as we all know, Bruce gets his hands on some kryptonite, or this movie would have never happened. And I think once Lex knew that, he knew what he had to do.
Right. Well, he definitely. Point. Well, yeah, because he knew Batman has
right.
stolen it.
Correct. So I again, yeah. I mean, Lex being the master manipulator that he is, I do know that much about him. So I mean, I liked it.
Plus, back to the whole him losing his marbles. Again, let's just picture for a moment that there is one guy on this planet today, and I hate to use this reference, but it's been mentioned so many times in this movie, it's hard not to. There's one guy on this planet that knows every single detail of what actually happened on 9/11. Wouldn't you feel like the most powerful man on the planet having the knowledge that's 100% accurate of what actually happened that day and no one else does, and everyone's arguing back and forth and speculating and fighting and yada, yada, yada? Same thing. He's the only guy on the planet up to this movie that knows that Aquaman exists, Wonder
right.
Woman exists, knows all their identities, knows their backstory, has all the files on all these people. All the governments of the world have no idea. Bruce Wayne's the first guy to find out. That's probably another reason why he wants Bruce Wayne dead, because, hey, I was the only guy who was supposed to know this stuff. Now you know it, so now you're a problem for me. So you, Superman, kill that guy. Or
well,
I'll kill your mother.
Yeah, or...
Oh, spoiler. Whoops, sorry.
I said in the beginning there was going to be spoilers.
Or Batman kills him. And either way, it's a win-win.
Right.
You know, basically, the only thing that could have happened, which obviously does because we all have seen the trailers where the three of them stand together to fight Doomsday, the only thing that could have spoiled the plans of Lex was if they were to team up, which they did. You know, so I think the way he was looking at it going in is these guys are going to... Somebody's going to kill each other.
In addition
Someone's
to
gonna
the
die.
Fact that Lex knows what's coming. Nobody else knows what's
right,
coming.
Right.
Not even the metahumans, which is a term I'm not particularly fond of, but I'll accept it just based on the whole, you know...
I don't hate it.
...world
All
of
right.
the world.
Well, switching gears yet again, that was another complaint that I remember floating around the internet was the way Doomsday looked.
He was missing the dreadlocks.
There's
so
two
there's
things
that.
About that I mean, I thought... Doomsday looked amazing, and I really liked that when he first was quote-unquote born, right in front of Superman's face, Superman had that look of, I just shit myself on his face. Like, mm-hmm. that was awesome.
Yeah, no, agreed.
But yeah, as far as people's complaints with Doomsday, like, I don't know, I don't get it.
No,
I
and
it was, I thought it was amazing.
And again, I am by no means the Superman expert, but... It is a well-known fact that Doomsday does, his form changes, albeit slightly, but that, and they did that in the movies, and I thought that was good. You know, when he
almost had a Godzilla aspect.
Well, when he's
the
defeated,
more energy he absorbed, the more powerful
well,
he got.
Well, that's what he, it's not exactly what he does, but he adapts to what defeats him. You know what I mean? So, I think they did it right. I mean.
They missed the dreadlocks. And I don't care about the dreadlocks, so whatever.
Yeah, I agree. I thought it was fine. I thought he was fine.
Plus, initially, and this is the hilarious part that I think critics were so far off the mark, it's not even funny. Oh, they just shoehorned Doomsday at the end, so they have a villain to fight. Yeah, not really. But also, if you read or are even aware of Death of Superman... This was pretty much Zack Snyder in the most seamless way he could figure out how to do it was to take Dark Knight Returns and Death of Superman and figure out a way to make it one movie.
Right.
While also, and they kept saying, oh, this movie was just one big tease for these millions of movies that are coming. Nah, not really. There was like two or three little like hints like, hey, just so you know, these movies are coming in the future. Which
well, there was actually...
It's not like it's a shock because we saw the friggin'...
Well, I mean, it wasn't the two or three. I mean, it was a rock-solid Wonder Woman, Cyborg, Flash,
yeah, but it was all
Aquaman.
In one scene. It wasn't
no,
like
I agree.
Just Easter eggs throughout the
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, it's
it was
not like
one
they were like,
scene
oh, maybe
where he
this,
opens
maybe
the
that.
Thing, and he goes, oh, okay. And, yeah, I mean, oh, it was a little on the nose, but it's not like
well,
those
it,
announcements weren't made.
What was
three?
It going to be? Yeah, I mean, it was...
I liked it.
Yeah. And at this point, like, if you want some, you know, human interest story, there's more than enough stuff on television. And it's not like they stop making movies that are more about the human condition. There's 300 movies in America released a
year. Dude, I'm over humans.
Yeah, humans aren't that interesting. You,
I'm telling you,
you,
dude.
You cheat on your wife.
All I need to see.
Done.
You cheat on your wife. You kick the mailman. Dunzo. You buy a dog. Who gives a fuck? I want to see some shit from outer space, like blow up a planet. That's all I'm saying.
I agree.
And you know, I'm sorry. I see it four times a year. It's really not a lot. Get over
Oh,
yourselves.
Side note. Also, one other thing. Stupid related. When a nuclear bomb goes off in the vicinity of Superman and his face is melted off, his suit is perfectly intact and doesn't have a scratch on it. Just saying.
I'll say this. When he is in outer space and floating around and then he kind of comes back to and then his eyes light up, I was like, fuck, yeah.
No, that was badass. That was badass. But, I mean, they could have put a rip in the cape. I mean, it was a nuclear bomb.
It's Kryptonian royalty, okay? It's all made right. of a special right. polymer. I don't know.
I stand corrected. I stand corrected. But you know what I'm saying. I'm just, again, can't have the guy flying
then
around.
Then how are you going to know who it is?
You can't have him flying around naked, I guess, but still. Just saying.
He's probably, I don't know. There was some swinging dicks in Deadpool, so.
Yeah, well, that's.
That's Deadpool. Totally different animal.
Yeah.
If people who hate comic books willy-nilly right off the bat and the entire, like, verbiage of them goes into these movies and can't tell the difference, well, then, I don't know, go watch Amistad for the 50th time.
Well,
you got nothing.
And the other part about that scene with the bomb, and they decided to, again, not trying to spoil too much, but they decide that the best way to stop this new, the government decides that the best way to stop this new villain is to fire a nuclear weapon at it while he's battling Superman in the stratosphere. I don't think they focused enough on the, we messed up. You know what I mean? Because they were like, oh, this guy fell down. Where's Unit 2? That was Superman. We don't have him no more. And Doomsday falls back to Earth, but not Superman. They're like, oh, shit. But they didn't. I kind of want them to really own up to, man, we could have handled things differently.
Whoops.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, man, we killed the only thing that had a chance at killing this thing that didn't die.
It wouldn't really fit in the movie. But if you would have just like flashed to the president, who at this point, you know, yeah. And he just grabbed his collar and went,
yeah, dropped his coffee.
Well, it's
I'm out of here.
It was a nice little like jab at like how humans overreact.
Oh, totally.
And
totally.
Don't think things through and don't negotiate and discuss. They just go
shoot first.
Yeah, shoot first, and then we'll pick up the bodies later.
We have a chance to fire a nuclear weapon over a major populated city. Let's just do it.
And on that note, do we spoil the end?
No,
nah,
not at all.
That's the one thing I think we should.
Because
not.
That's
not
the
really.
One.
I mean, you brought it up.
The one thing I'll say about the end is it actually gives a lot of people what they want, and I don't think people expect it. And then it's kind of like. And I mean,
I didn't expect it.
This is Zack Snyder's way of going, you all know what's coming, but, you know, deal with this.
Yeah.
And
choke on this for 8 months.
The one thing I will say is, you know, they were trying to figure out a way to defeat Doomsday, and the only kryptonite they had left was the spear that Batman made to kill Superman.
Yeah, that jackass threw in the water.
Yeah, right. So, and then, you know, so Superman dives down into water to grip the spear, and like the second or two he had it just trying to get back to the top, he was practically drowned because he was so weak. Yet then he picks it up and flies, you know, 2 miles across the fucking water.
He was holding it away from him.
I know, but like that was
he
like
was digging deep to find
you
his
can't
inner
swim
superpower.
Down 30 feet to pick it up without almost dying.
Yeah.
But you can fly across the lake with it like a
he used the last of his energy
like Leonidas or something. I don't know.
Leonidas,
like that little nod.
Not really.
I think the combination of just because you're a Kryptonian doesn't mean you can like survive underwater for a year.
No, but I mean it wasn't that far down. My point was he was close to the kryptonite, yet he still flew.
Yeah,
it didn't take that long to almost kill him just picking the thing up, but yet he's gonna fly, you know, 2 miles with it. Doesn't make sense. That's my only like real gripe.
And I did like the part since we're griping.
No one else seems to have an issue with this?
No, I mean, I do.
You hit him with the grenade, and he's like, and he's human, you know, practically, and then but he picks up the spear that he just almost died.
Right, grabbing before, yeah, no.
And he flies literally.
I sort of thought of it when it was happening, but I didn't hate it.
Think of it this way, that kryptonite's been in that water for, let's say, 30
minutes. It's not going to dilute it.
30 minutes, doesn't matter. We'll say the kryptonite's been in the water
maybe
for 30 minutes.
Maybe it kryptonitized the water.
Maybe like the surrounding water, like maybe not the entire thing, but just that small area had gotten enough kryptonite.
I mean, you're
in
reaching
the actual
you're
water
reaching.
Molecules to where. I'm just saying, it's
you're
a
reaching.
Possibility.
You're grabbing.
Dude, so much of all of these movies is grabbing for an explanation.
I like it. I'll take it.
Why does Iron Man survive with this giant can in his heart? I don't know, because that's how they
hey,
wrote it.
Hey,
you
leave
Iron Man
off to the right.
You
leave
Iron
bit.
Man alone.
Heart's not dead center.
I'm not ripping on Iron Man.
You leave
I'm
Iron
just
Man
saying.
Alone right now.
Try to explain these movies in a real world context to anyone.
Well, the problem is it's
it
not
go,
the real world, so shit
we
happens.
Will. We're gonna. I'll reach out to Neil Tyson and we'll see if he'll come out and explain how the this
kryptonite
is
works.
Yeah,
he'll tell you all to leave Superman.
Speaking
alone.
Of which, breakout star of the movie, Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Not bad.
Nice job.
Anderson Cooper turned in a nice little 30 seconds.
Not even 30 seconds. More like 30,
he probably didn't even know
30th of a second.
He probably didn't even know. He was probably an actual tragedy, and he just go, just grab that footage and throw it in this movie.
Right.
Yeah, he
right.
turned it on. And he goes, what the fuck am I doing in this thing?
All right, so is there anything else we want to touch on, or do we just want to leave it at that and throw some numbers at this?
No, that's
we got to be at an hour at least.
Oh, yeah.
I think we could, yeah, I mean, there's a lot to say about this movie, but I also feel like I need a second or third viewing before I can really formulate.
I feel like we touched on most of the major stuff.
Actually, I don't think we spoiled much.
Hate on Amy Adams some more?
No.
Get out of my face with that. I'm in love
I'll
with
I'll let
woman.
You number She's her separately. Worst. Number her and then number the movie. Go.
Oh, God. The movie, I'm still all over the board. I'm anywhere from a 7.5 to a 9.5, honestly. Like, moments of this movie is the best thing I've ever seen, and some of it I was just like, it's all right. So I can't. I'll give Amy Adams a 3. I hate her.
Wow.
That 3 is being generous.
All right, well, we're doing that. I'll do it. I'm going to give Amy Adams a 9.5.
Fuck.
Because
that is just
she
baloney.
Is great.
She's terrible.
And I love her.
She practically ruins the movie.
And she makes the movie
she
amazing.
She does not make the movie. Dude, I'm gonna box your earmuffs right now.
I'm into
she's
it.
She's so bad.
I will take a punch for Amy Adams.
I didn't even like her that
when
much.
When she
in the
hears
first,
this podcast,
I didn't like her.
And then we start dating, and I'm hitting the red carpet with her, you're gonna be like, "Hey, what's up with Amy Adams? She got any like extra tickets?"
Is that a pun?
I'm like, "No,
the red
doesn't.
Carpet." I know what you.
Like
I know,
she has two.
I know what you mean?
And they're not for you.
Hitting the red carpet,
so,
he says.
Wow,
bazinga!
I
oh, you got it. You got it. I mean, you said it.
All right, fine, whatever.
Immediately.
I mean,
no. Go ahead. Movie.
Not
movie?
Saying I wouldn't.
It's going to sound weird. I'm going to give the movie at the current an 8.5. It's not quite to the level of the Dark Knight trilogy, but again, I felt like after I saw it, I'm like, there's so much I need to watch it again.
I think it can get. I think
it's going to be like a Watchmen or.
Yeah. I think if we
see
it again.
Multiple times, it gets better.
And that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm so broad with mine, is because I can see it being a 9.5, but I can see it being a 7.5. Like, and again, like you said, The Watchmen is a good example. That's like a, I think if you see it again, and I think it has the potential to destroy the Dark Knight trilogies. I mean,
oh,
the
think
rate,
it does.
I mean, I'm not saying it did, but I'm saying I think, and I'm trying not to be on the Ben Affleck like bandwagon right now, which is newly formed. But I think he can nail this.
Well, I agree with the one reviewer that said Christian Bale's the better actor. That I agree with. And
I don't know.
By that estimation, I still kind of feel Christian Bale was the better Bruce Wayne, but I definitely feel that Ben Affleck was a very good Bruce Wayne, but by far the better Batman.
Before we discern,
the Christian Bale Batman.
Dude, I think I like his Bruce Wayne better than Christian. I think I like both. I think I just like him better than Christian Bale all the way around. I even thought his Bruce Wayne was properly, let's just say, grizzled. You know what I mean? You know,
oh, he was grizzled and sizzled.
And dude, the smirks and the comments. I just thought he was on point the whole movie, man.
Oh, I think the only lingering like not.
You just keep seeing Mallrats every time you see his face.
I actually love Mallrats.
I do too.
I'm more or less seeing like Pearl Harbor or Geely. Maybe what's that other reindeer games?
Hey, don't say. Hey, stop talking about reindeer games.
I'm just thinking of some other like lesser than Affleck movies from the early 2000s.
Anywho,
anyway,
I thought he was good.
What's your Amy Adams score? I want
to
know.
He's gonna give her a 10. He wants to hit.
I was going to just because I wanted to make him mad, but to prevent the listeners from listening to another rant from Mike, I'm not gonna rate her at all. I'll just go straight to the movie, and this I guarantee will change with more viewings. But it's easily 8.5, and you know. We referenced, you know, the Watchmen effect, but, you know, I had huge expectations for, like, Watchmen. And when I saw it in a theater, I thought it was the dumbest thing ever. Then I, for some reason, bought it and watched it a million times, and that movie gets amazing every time I see it. It's just that much better.
Well, you gotta
kind of... And I love this movie at the theater, but I just feel that the more I see it, the more it's gonna, like, just climb that
When you
ladder.
Really get to rewatch some of those scenes, I think they're... You know, you liked them the first... Again,
plus, not
I'm
to
pretty
be...
sure I can watch a couple of those Batman fight scenes. There's only a few in the movie, to be honest, but I'm pretty sure I could just put those on a loop and just watch him kick ass.
Yeah, and I don't want to be the grumpy old man, but, like, you know, I had the guy next to me that was talking through, like, 80% of the movie. There was people gasping and crying and screaming and clapping. Like, that shit is distracting when I'm trying to focus on the goods.
Well, that the critic over here is trying to get in there.
You also have to factor in that... This is the first time you've seen Batman in a superhero movie. Every movie that he's been in has been a Batman movie.
Even
when the wackiest...
Didn't even really think of it like that.
Even with the wackiest villains ever, they're all just, you know, wacky weirdos. Whereas this is the first time, like, he's on screen with a guy from outer space.
That's true.
A woman from a mysterious island of Amazonian badasses. So
I need to see this island.
This is the first mythological version of Batman. Everything else has been like semi to full blown realistic.
I hate to admit when you're right. Dang.
Woo. Well, there you have it. As usual, you can find me on Twitter at XorsonX. You can find Brian at Pure Rock Fury. You can find Mike at MikeMiro7. You can find all of us at Review and Roast. And don't forget, you know, if you enjoyed the podcast, head over to ReviewandRoast.com and. You can write your own review for the movie if you think we're stupid. You can rate it yourself to change our numbers, whatever you want to do. And don't forget to head over to comicroast.com and listen to all of our previous podcasts. This has been You May or May Not Like It on Dawn of Justice. Have a good week.